Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content safe for all ages. All right. No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. The More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 20. What if Nipsey Hussle was alive today? The More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 20, what if Nipsey Hussle was alive today? Shout out to Red Circle. Shout out to Zoe Rosegold. In partnership with Music Hype Beast, iHeartRadio, 99.7 The Heat, Miami. This is a very surreal topic. You know, we lose so many hip-hop artists because of violence. And it's not sad. It's utterly heartbreaking to know that people die over words. People die over emotions. People die over jealousy. It's the only music genre where people actually die on what they talk about. Over and 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 over again. Tupac and Big were the first people to die. It hasn't stopped since. So almost 30 years of death.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
And to this day, people are still beefing. Think about Nipsey Hussle. Died at the beginning of his apex, of his zenith. legendary in the streets, legendary for his philanthropy work, legendary for his business acumen, him and his partners, David Gross, Black Sam, Laura London, his whole team at Marathon, built up this multi-million dollar enterprise. And one day, one sunny afternoon, and he was doing a great deed for someone else, getting them employment. A conversation started. And then before you know it, he gets shot and killed by a random guy in the neighborhood who took offense, so to speak, to his words, because saying that he said something, call him a snitch or whatever. Eric Holder Jr. was sentenced to 60 years in prison. February 22nd, 2023. Eric Holder Jr. sentenced to 60 years in murder of Nipsey Hussle. We don't know who Eric Holder Jr. is. We still don't know him now. We know his name. We know he was a street guy, part of a gang. There's rumors he was sent to kill Neb, you know, Neb. I'm not going to get into all of that, but I am going to get into the facts. Is that his life was taken violently, viciously. It was murder. It doesn't matter who's behind it at this point because he's dead. But it does perpetuate a consistent problem. When people kill people that are changing the world and changing the worlds of people around them and changing communities and then uplifting the communities and pumping jobs and money back in there, somebody wants to eliminate them. Why? Why did Eric Holder Jr. want to kill Nipsey Hussle? At the end of the day, if you sat down and talked to him, what was the motive? What was the reason? He called me a snitch, or what was the reason? You went there to do that. You knew you were going to do that. That's not just a wake up and decision I'm going to do. You see, giving back to your community, empowering your community, loving your community, all beautiful things. But like the rules of boxing, always protect yourself. It's like big game hunting. You can't get too close to kill the lion. You have to be far enough away, because if it gets close enough to you, the power, the ferocity, the weight, the heat, the sheer rage of an animal that God created in this way, it will overtake you. Because a lion is 750 pounds of pure muscle. Imagine it in your face, an inch away from you or 3 inches away from you. You won't be able to even react in that moment. It's too much shock. What if Nipsey Hussle was alive today? What would he have created by now? Vector 90, the co-working space in South LA, Crenshaw, where you can come in if you're from that area and work. Co-working space like WeWork. He had Vest, the investment company where you can actually buy shares of a song before, you know, and get royalties. He was doing that first. The clothing line, we know how big that was. He already had that rocking and rolling. The deal in Vegas, he had bowling alleys, movie theaters, another Marathon clothing store. Marathon clothing probably be worth north of $500 million right now. Easy. Because imagine if he was alive, what the clothing line would be worth. Tremendous. Puma deal would be worth that as well. To this day, Puma still puts money to his kids' trust fund. So shout out to Puma. But think about musically, the label, all money in, the touring, the movement. The marathon continues. Think about how many jobs, think about how many people, what about homes, bought more vehicles, put their kids through school, great schools. Nipsey probably would have built a school by now. Think about how many people depended on his vision. And even though the company still thrives, you cannot replace that vision. You can build on it, but you can't replace it. Apple will never be what Apple could be if Steve Jobs was alive. Just facts. Apple is cool, but if Jobs was here, it'd be something different. Because he made it that way. It's like Tesla, like Elon Musk. It's not Tesla. He is Tesla. He is that. So when you think about Nipsey, and you think about this indestructible brand that he built called the Marathon Continues, you think about all of that. Think about who took it away. Not a white person, not a Jewish person, not an Italian, not a Hispanic person. Some black guy named Eric Holder Jr. took it away. A guy that the world will never hear from again. A guy that's going to probably die, gonna die in prison. That is the saddest thing I could say about someone. That's sad. Looks calculated. I'll say that. It does. But it's sad. There is the hatred cycle runs so deep in hip hop culture. You have to ask yourself, what's the future of it? What's the real future of it? What's the real future of it? If Nipsey Hussle was alive today, think about his children. Think about what they will be doing. Think about how they will be even empowering more. Think about how rap culture would have been even more unified. He was a unifier. He wasn't a divider. Even on the last day he was alive, that he didn't know that was his last day living, he was unifying. Picking up a guy from prison that he knew. Getting him some Marathon clothing. Getting him a job. He employed felons at his place of business. Gave him jobs. Gave him opportunity. That's a lot to eliminate over what? And then you have people that jump on Clubhouse and other YouTube just talking reckless about it. If you didn't say anything when he was alive, please don't say anything now. There's nothing to talk about. We don't want to hear it. Much as I love Scottie Pippen, we don't care about what you and Michael went through. We don't. You have your pain, but we don't want to hear about it. So you can talk about Jordan for the next 20 years. And we're still going to watch The Last Dance and say he's the GOAT, if you believe he's the GOAT. But we're still going to watch The Last Dance and be like, yeah, that's Jordan. Nobody cares about things you're saying about him. Because once somebody's established as a legend, we don't want to hear nothing else. The whole Tupac got his manhood taken, and we don't want to hear all that. And we don't care if we even saw proof. We don't care. Just like we don't care that Rick Ross is a CEO. At this point, Nipsey Hussle would be doing amazing things if he were alive. And we need to reanalyze how we look at hip hop at this point. At this point, it's a blood sport. It's MMA with a gun. I don't think MMA has had somebody die in the ring yet. But it's like MMA, and at the end, somebody shoots you to finish you off. Lots happened since Pac died and since Pac got shot in Vegas. I thought it would end, but it didn't. What if Nipsey Hussle was alive? More than just an interview, episode 20.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off everything home. Plus, end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings. Like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 60% off kitchen essentials, and up to 50% off dining furniture. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.